God knew Abraham would command his children, teach them to walk uprightly. When the time comes for you to consider marriage, think about this. Can this young man be trusted with God's heritage? It is not only your life he will touch, but the lives of your children and your children's children. Abraham's teaching was so effective that his son Isaac was willing to trust his father and submit to the sacrificial knife. Again, Isaac showed absolute confidence in his father's judgment when Abraham sent a servant to his kindred to choose a wife for him. Abraham knew it would take a chosen woman for the chosen man to continue the lineage God had begun. Remember to be a helper to your husband. Stand behind your man with prayer, encouragement, and trust. Honor him, bless him, and serve him as unto the Lord. He will thrive before God in this environment. As he grows, your children will grow, and your cup will be so full that it will overflow into the lives of many others. When you are peeved with him for some silly offense, remember, you are cutting off the prayer line. Don't allow hurt feelings to fester and disease the relationship. Be cheerful, thankful, and ready to forgive. Your children will watch you. If you show disregard, disapproval, anger, irritation, or dishonor to your husband, it will open the door for the children to do the same, not only to their father, but in a greater degree to you. In Proverbs, it speaks of this very thing. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Proverbs 14:1. Begin training your children early. Don't wait until there's a problem. A one-year-old baby who hesitates before obeying is developing a habit that will bring grief as he gets older. What your child is at 2, he will be at 12. Only magnified many times over. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Proverbs 20:11. Don't expect your child to suddenly grow into a God-fearing adult. Adults spend their lives living out their formative years. Adults are just old children. Don't let the cares of the family, the church, and the world steal the time needed to maintain holy matrimony. The time spent being a good wife is the deep root that nourishes the whole plant. Have a sanctuary where no child is allowed. There are times when being a good mother means teaching the children that this is our time, and you'd better find something to occupy you elsewhere. Concluding Thoughts by Debbie Pearl. All that you have been reading is what we have put into practice in rearing our children. But the reality is that you can rear happy, obedient, temperate, even God-fearing children who are still lost and undone before God. There is more to knowing God than techniques and principles and attitudes. There has to be that living, breathing life that only the Holy Spirit of God can give, and He has chosen you both as His channels to administer it to your children. Do not get caught up in pouring your life into a good cause, even the rearing of a large family. Pour your life into knowing and serving the Savior and desiring that every life you touch be touched with the knowledge of forgiveness in the shed blood of Jesus. We are called to be soldiers in the army of the living God. Raising up young new recruits is exciting. Children who see God in action, saving souls and changing lives, are seeing something real, something eternal. When one of our daughters came back from a missionary trip to Central America, I asked her about the missionary's children. Her reply startled me. She said, "The missionary's kids have a vision to be the one to reach the next tribe. They are aware of the lost and dying tribe with no one to go to them unless they fill the gap. They spend their youth preparing and planning for that tribe. They know what they want to be when they grow up. They want to be the one who breaks the language barrier and tells that tribe the story of Christ in their own language. They grow up with purpose, the desire that those who have never heard might hear through them.